Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, Mike, Labor Day holiday is over and the Democratic National Convention kicks off tonight, and you have Jimmy Vielkind down in Charlotte. He's done an interesting story in which he's asked some folks about our current governor, Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, Jimmy was talking to some delegates from the state of Iowa. Of course, that's where the first caucus will take place in 2016, which seems like a million years away. And surprisingly, many of the Iowa delegates knew very little about New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, but their focus seems to be more on 2012, reelecting Barack Obama, and then maybe turning to their own governor race in two more years. But when he asked a lot of people from Iowa about Andrew Cuomo, one said, "I heard he was the attorney general before he was governor, but in fairness, they didn't know a lot about other possible candidates for 2016 either." It's an interesting time down there. The governor of New York is getting a lot of attention in Washington and in New York about possibly being a candidate in 2016 for the presidency, but he's going to play it low-key this year. Jimmy reports that he's only coming down for part of the day on Thursday. He'll be down for breakfast. He'll stay through the day until President Obama is formally renominated, and then he's not going to have any public speaking at the convention. He'll just talk to delegates on the side. Unlike his father, who in 1984, when he was a freshman governor, Governor Mario Cuomo gave the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention in San Francisco, and he attacked President Reagan's policies and their impact on the poor, and it kind of launched him as a national figure. But of course, that never ended up in a candidacy for Governor Mario Cuomo, so maybe there's another strategy going on here. But we're down there, we're watching it all, and we're reporting it this week.
We have another story in the paper today. Now, this has to do with community college costs as the university system in the state set to release an analysis of the funding system for the community colleges in the state.
Yes, it's right. Albany County spent almost $11 million paying other county community colleges for the costs of their residents who are attending community colleges around the state. Most of that, $8 million of it, went across the Hudson River to Hudson Valley Community College in Rensselaer County. Albany County pays about $2,000 per student annually who attend these community colleges outside Albany, where there is no community college. And this is kind of a decades-old system where the counties where the colleges are located get some of the costs covered by the home counties where the students live. And last year, the state university system was commissioned by the legislature to look at this and possibly recommend some changes. And of course, you know, with all the counties facing fiscal problems, these high costs are being looked at, and we should get that report perhaps as soon as the next couple of weeks.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, just head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, David.